Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Now, it's a bit cold this morning, like we've already been saying. It's going to be cold. You know, it's January, right? We're not going to get some of that warm up like we were having in parts of December. You know, in November, we were having some of those. Felt like it was like 80 degree days, but they were like 70s, 60s. But anything that had a little bit more warmth to it during this time of the year, we're kind of saying, all right, it feels like it's a lot warmer than it is. But that's that's the time of year. Now we're into ice, we're into snow, we're into a little bit colder each and every day. Definitely, times are changing, right? We know that. So, we've talked already today about some ice melt. We've talked already about some different things that we can be bringing inside, the humidity levels, tons of different things we can discuss. But let's discuss what we're going to be doing for next year with your house. What can we do for the lawn first thing in the spring? What can we keep an eye out for at this point? You know, what are some things that could happen to the lawn if we get tons of snow, or if we don't get any snow? You know, if we get tons of snow, you know, and there's lots of rain in the spring, some things to be thinking about for your lawn would be things like red thread. In the lawn, having that little, like, looks almost red, obviously, with the name red thread, in the lawn, where it's covering the different strands of grass with a little bit of red to it. Is there snow spots, or is there dollar spot from it? Some of those different things that would be happening because of, the rainy, snowy winter, the rainy winter, that type of thing. Let's get ahead of what could be happening. There's the pink snow mold. We got dollar spot, large brown patches, copper spot, red thread, fusarium patch. Those types of things that could be happening with the lawn based on weather. There's a number of products out there to use. One of my favorite to use for most any lawn disease would be Infuse. Comes in granular, comes in a liquid form. The liquid form comes in a hose end or a concentrate. It'll also, like I said, come in the granular, so it'll do, 5,000 square feet in a bag. So it's really up to you on how you want to do it, but there's multiple uses for it. infuses synthetic. A lot of these diseases in the lawn cannot be really taken care of through organics. There are a few that you might be able to do in the lawn with organics to take care of some of the diseases, but really the one that gets a lot of the diseases when it comes to the lawn would be the infuse bibonide. So definitely something to be thinking about for the spring, you know, with all this snow that we'll, you know, should be getting, rain, etc. See what we can do. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, another thing to really be thinking about is looking at some different grass seeds, etc. So I think I hear Nathan in my ear here saying there's a call on there. Is that true, Nathan?
Yes, sir. It's Cindy in East Hampton.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I always look forward to listening to you every Sunday.
Thank you.
Basically because I grew up in Hadley,
yep.
Farming town. And, I also listen to other shows like Birds and Pet Place and stuff like that. And they brought up something the other day, and I think it would be very encouraging for people to find out what plants or flowers that attract birds, that attract bees, that kind of things, instead of what you just go into a green house and choose a plant because it looks good. You know, that would help with pollinating and tracking other things that would be essential for the growing of the garden.
Yep. So you're looking, you're not just looking at like pollinators. You're looking at just, you know, in general, right? Because,
well, yeah, basically what it is just to give other people, not just myself, other people ideas on what to buy instead of thinking that everything out there will attract the birds or the bees and or anything that would help with pollination of vegetables or flowers or all of that, and even to the fact of even the trees.
Yep.
You know, whatever it encompasses, because sometimes people don't realize how important these plants are to the whole ecosystem of life.
Definitely.
Our lives until we're just suddenly confronted to it and say, whoa, I never realized it. I was always in the fast lane and not the slow lane, and now that I'm in the slow lane, I get to think about it more and see how much plants are very important to everything in our lives.
No, it's, I mean, that's one of the things that has come out of the pandemic, right? That how important plants are for us, not just the food, but the environment and what they can do for us. So, I'm definitely there with you when it comes to that. Now, you know, the areas now are focusing more on pollinator gardens during the season. There is pollinator month, I believe. It's usually about the week of July, that type of thing. First week of July, it'll start. But, you know, it kind of says, you know, a lot of people need to start looking at native plants, right?
The
native
exactly.
plants are the ones that are bringing back the pollinators that belong in those areas. Looking at natives versus, you know, different types of cultivars are the ones to be looking at. You know, obviously, in order for pollinators to thrive, they need a few things, right? Obviously, they need food. You know, getting from pollen, nectar, seed, or fruit. But then their biggest thing is they need a place to raise their young, right?
Exactly.
Depending upon what it is that you're looking to have. You know, people hear the word bee, and they say, oh, I don't like bees. Well, those are very important, right?
They're very important.
You know, what can they, how can they grow, how can they grow a family, right, if you will, grow their young? You know, some places bare sand, dead wood, wood piles, those types of things. And another major thing that they really need are non-toxins, right? Areas that have a lot of pesticides, insecticides, herbicides. So now what I like to do when I look at like pollinators, I kind of try to get some that will go in each season, right? Your spring, summer, late summer and fall. We're not just looking, one season and done, right?
Exactly.
There's some good information on some of these, and I can list a few of them, but, on the Mass Audubon website, there's some good information about pollinators and which ones to plant. It's really cool stuff. But, you know, you're looking at some of the early spring blooms, right? Maybe some catmint, coral bells. Then go into summer with lavender, some roses, that type of thing. So sky's really the limit. But, yeah, we can definitely be talking about that. I have to hit a break here, Cindy. I appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah.
If you have some more info, we can be right back after these messages. So we'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Cindy in regards to some different things to be discussing when it comes to, like, pollinators for, you know, not just, you know, your bees, butterflies, some of your birds, those types of things. And we were just going over some of the different style. You know, the biggest thing would be getting into natives when it comes to you know, growing pollinator gardens, right? So, you know, there were a couple different things. And what I was saying was try to plan for all the seasons to get you something in each season. So you're getting those pollinators all the different times. And then plants out there that you're looking to bring the birds, ones that, you know, they're fruit eating versus seed eating, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the birds are looking for the seed eating, like asters, coneflowers. They'll even get it from pines, birches, oaks, or your fruit eating, you know, viburnum, holly, elderberry, winterberry, crabapple. Those types of things. So it's not just about, you know, getting your bees and your butterflies. It's about helping those birds as well. So there's a lot of great information. Mass Audubon, their website, has some great information about the pollinator gardens that I highly definitely recommend looking at. But, you know, like you said, it's not just about, you know, finding what's pretty. On some of them, you know, the added benefit of finding some of the pretty plants is it brings, you know, some of the pollinators. You know, certain colors, right, they'll bring hummingbirds, right? You know, you might find something that's really gorgeous that has some nice red flowers, and you end up getting hummingbirds from it. Those are the added benefits. But you can plan that out, definitely.
Yeah, I know. They have a thing at Smith College Observatory where you go in and you see the various different plants and so forth. because we have the Audubon that is in East Hampton, but
yep.
you have to travel a ways. But I'm sure they must have information, you know, as far as that if you don't have an internet, that you can go and get that information or research through the library. They're very helpful to reference people in order to get that same information that you declare.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, and I looked it up during the break because I couldn't remember the exact dates. It was getting away from me. But so there's a National Pollinator Week, which is the last week of June, the 22nd to the 28th this past year. But June is actually National Pollinator Month. It's becoming more and more popular, right?
Yeah.
Getting out. You know, a lot of garden centers now will bring in. You know, they'll have them throughout the year, but that specific time, they will actually have certain ones grouped together. You're noticing a lot more garden centers will actually have, like, a native area.
Uh-huh.
So that's some of the cool stuff that's really starting to happen that's becoming more and more popular. And it definitely, through this pandemic, we're learning more that we need our plants more than ever.
So. And even our bugs, I mean, the bugs transport things, too, in order to make the cycle of healthfulness when it comes from gardens and produce and just the wildlife itself has been taken for granted but should be admired. And we need to contribute as much as we can.
Definitely. And, you know, it is interesting that there are so many different bugs. Insects that actually are important to the ecosystem. You know, we sit here and, you know, I fall into this pattern of when somebody says, oh, I have this issue with my plant. I'm like, use this product or use this product. Some of these insects are beneficial. Obviously, a lot of the ones we talk about are ones that will destroy a plant. So that's why we're looking to eradicate them. But at the same time, you know, that's why we look more at some organic type products to get rid of them.
Exactly. That's very important.
So,
you know, as people try to be as healthy as they can be.
Definitely. And that's, it's something we should all think about, but it's becoming more and more popular.
Great.
Awesome. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for calling and bringing up that information. It's a great topic to be thinking about a little bit more than just during Pollinator Week or Pollinator Month.
Right,
we should be talking
about
it all year.
Actually, constantly.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Cindy. We're going to hit a break. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing 9 people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say, 8 occupants in Saturday's crash, 7 of the passengers appear to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustain fatal injuries. On Monday, a British judge will decide if WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be extradited to the United States to face espionage charges for publishing secret U.S. military documents. Assange is currently being held at the maximum security prison in Belmarsh, southeast of London. USA Radio News. What was the most looked up word in 2020? The answer might surprise you, and then again, no. USA Radio News' John Clemens has the story.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed. Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
I wonder how many people went to YouTube and looked up how to make toilet paper. As some people call 2020 the new 1929, let's make 2021 a better year. From our family to yours, we are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a lot of great discussion today in regards to the pollinators. So pretty good stuff right there. But we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy
Good
New
morning.
Year.
You as well.
A few weeks ago, I called in and I had dahlia bulbs that I was trying to winter over, and the basement was too warm.
Yep.
So I decided to box them up and put them in the garage. They've been there 4 weeks now. What do you think? Is it time to bring them in for a while and then put them back out? Or what would your suggestion be? The other thing I would like to run by you is this.
Sure.
Do you know of any state agencies that offer balsam fir trees at a reduced price? Because I know a couple years ago when I lived in New Hampshire, I was able to get like 20 balsam fir seedlings for a buck a piece to control soil erosion, because I think I'm going to have to do something with my flooded backyard again this year. And it was like the last two storms, there was probably 2 or 3 inches of standing water. So I need to really think about how to get rid of that water.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's your turn.
All right. So with the dahlia bulbs, you said it's been about a month that they've been out there?
Yeah, it's been 4 weeks, yep. I keep track of it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'd almost still kind of let them stay out there.
Okay.
Unless you're not looking to get them started right now. So that's, I'd kind of let them go a little bit. You've obviously are checking on them, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure, they're in the way in the garage getting into the car, so I usually look down to see if there's, you know, if there's any, I don't think any life, but at least they're still there, no insect or critter has decided to munch on them.
Yep. Yeah, and that's, you know, part of this as well is just checking on them to make sure the, you know, they're not rotting, they're not decomposing, that type of thing. You know, I personally, I'd just kind of let them be for now.
Okay.
Just let them do their thing, just to, you know, give them a little bit more time out there. I mean, where, you know, it needs the winter, you know, at least 3 months of really hibernating, if you will, for it to really do what it needs. So you got plenty of time.
Sure.
The time that I would start to get concerned about it would be when, when it starts warming up and then getting cold and then warming up and getting cold, that type of thing, right?
Sure.
You know, so say we're getting temperatures that are just getting real hot during the day for some reason. And, you know, it seems like the past, like, 5 years, every February, there's, like, a warm-up for a couple days. That's when you kind of just want to make sure they're staying in that cool temperatures. Or if they do, if it does get warm enough where you start to see some life, those are the ones where maybe it's putting a little bit of, if you didn't already, putting some peat moss in it and then misting it a little bit to just give it some moisture, to allow it to, like, absorb some water. You know what I mean? That type of thing. But I wouldn't push it with it, to get that. So as far as, agencies with like balsam fir, that's what you're looking for, right?
Well, I mean, it worked for me in New Hampshire, so I just thought, well, if some agency, you know, had it, like, I should check in Maine to see if they offer them, you know, because I say it was a buck a piece for about a 18-inch seedling, so if you got 20 of them, you know, you didn't pay too much, and then I planted them all, and then as it turns out, it was really... It was about 20 years later, an agency in the area in New Hampshire was looking for trees for Christmas decorations, and it was a charity. So I had them come over, and I said, take what you want.
So, awesome.
You know, they were good shape, so they came over, and they cut them, and they thanked me, and that was it. So, I mean, it kind of settled down the soil to keep it from running off when it rained.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't. It's, you know, it's... The other thing, too, is having any type of root system in the area is definitely helpful to add to the soil, to hold that moisture in, right? So there, you know, I know of one near me. I don't know of any in Maine. There's it's in Chelmsford area. They do, every spring, they do like a plant sale. That, you know, in the past we bought arborvitaes, we bought spruces, we bought perennials, that type of thing. So I'd have to do a little bit of research into it, but, you know, it's like a community plant sale. Like, you know, the people who came to your house to take some of those, balsam firs, whatnot, it's like the opposite, obviously. But, you know, some of the local garden clubs might know a little bit. You know, I'd have to do a little bit more research into it, but that would be great to look at. I know you can buy just some of them online, but they're, you know, we're talking more like $5, $10 for just a, you know, a little seedling, right? That's the...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the caveat is right there. But... you know, the balsam fir is a great tree in the state of Maine. It's all over. So you might even be able to, and it, you know, you didn't hear this from me, might be able to go a nice nature walk and take a couple seedlings home, you know. But that's, I don't know of any off the top of my head, but, you know, the other thing that we're noticing And one of the reasons why this year there's so much water sitting is the, you know, the lack of water that we've had all season, right?
Sure.
The, you know, I noticed in my basement here, I've lived in my I live in the basement. I have a split level, so I live in the basement, but I've lived in the house for 6 years, right? And we've never had an issue with rain, ever. This year, we had a leak in the basement. You know, it's already been fixed. It's guaranteed for life, which is awesome. But the water is going further down, or it's just sitting because the ground is so hard-packed that when it does find an area, it just finds a crack and will go into where it can. So I've noticed this year more than ever, water is sitting and water is finding its way to areas that it hadn't been because it's so dry that it just kind of needs to get somewhere. So, you know, one of the things to look at, you know, obviously any type of seedlings with an extensive root system is very helpful. Now, you know, here's another idea for a tree with an extensive root system. Try a crab apple, right? It's not great to pick up afterwards, or an apple tree, but their root system can go up to 100 feet away from the tree, right? So okay. You're just adding roots in there. So that's a good one. You know, I did just find while we're talking here, I found a website, right, that you can get, it's called Trees to Please. So trees, -to-please.com. And they have some bare root stock, where you can buy them in large quantities, right? They have them transplants in 10 to 14 inches, 14 to 18 inches. They even have some potted ones. But their website is trees2please.com.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Take a look there. But it's about getting a root system developed in the area because that's going to help absorb some of that water, right? So,
yep. You
know, junipers are known to help with erosion because they can set out a nice root system in the area. So if you have an area that's like a hill that you want to retain some of that water up there, put some junipers in there. You know, it's not just about the plant. Obviously, you know, we want to see that how good it looks, but at the same time, it's that root system that's really going to help you. So, you know, you're right on there. If you can find some balsam fir trees, at the inexpensive, it's pretty good benefit at the end of the day as well.
Sure. Okay. You know, and as we were talking, this completely will blow you up. I belong to a gardening club here in Maine.
Yep.
You probably should have went there first to ask.
Well, you know what?
They're all natives. I mean, I'm not a native, but you know, and these ladies have been doing it for years, you know, so I should ask them, hey, where can I get some balsam fir trees for cheap? But no, I'll check out this website. Sounds great.
Definitely. All right, Bob, I appreciate the call as always.
Okay, you stay safe and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's interesting to think about just some different plants that you can put in there. And, you know, Bob brings up a good point with the, you know, how the balsam fir helped him, right? They helped take care of some of the areas. There's also, you know, I just had a listener email me and state that New Hampshire, there's a seedling sale. It's nh.gov/nhnursery.com with some good information there. Thank you. I believe it was Mark. Yeah, Mark, thank you. I know we've had some email conversations back and forth, so I do appreciate that, and I know Bob will definitely appreciate that. That might have been where, actually, Bob had gotten the original seedlings from prior, because he was in New Hampshire there. So that's a good one to take a look at. And if the only send it to New Hampshire. Maybe you know somebody who still lives there, Bob, and you can get it there. But they have a seedling ordering form there. Pretty cool information once you click on some on there. Yeah, definitely. You know, you can get some balsam for $10 for $15. They're about 5 to 10 inches. So there you go. I appreciate the follow up, Mark. So Bob, I'm hoping you're still listening. That's another great website. That website again is newhampshire.gov/NH nursery. And, that's some good information. I'm going to have to see if I can get in there, to get some of these, cause they look some good prices. I'd love to have a few of the concolor furs. That's one of my favorite, evergreen tree. So maybe I'll have to take a look and see if, I can get some of those. But they have some different ones. Still scrolling here and some great information. Even, you know, we were just talking about, natives. They have some native seedlings, native information. This is awesome. I'm glad I got this website, to us. So, if you guys have some questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Get back more gardening information for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Marie is in Massachusetts.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have three quick questions.
Sure.
Cabbage, this past summer, in the beginning, as they grew, something ate them. Is there anything we can do about that?
Was it eating the leaves, or was it like an insect?
No, it was eating the tops.
Okay. Did you notice any, like, critters running around, like bunnies or...
Oh, plenty.
Plenty?
Plenty. We caught 21 last summer.
Oh, jeez.
Live traps of animals, yeah.
Gotcha. So that probably has a little bit to do with some of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of products out there. One product I like myself would be Rabbit Stop. That product is such a good product because it, when it gets wet, it works a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's one that that I like the most. So that would be a real good one. It's a granular that when you water in the plants or it rains, it gets better. Whereas most of the products out there, when they do get wet, you have to reapply.
True. I thought of putting a net over it, but I guess that's not going to help either.
So a net could, but if the leaves are going, you know, growing through it, it might not.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I know what it means. Okay, next question
sure.
is Bishop Weed, and I don't think we can do anything about this. I keep pulling it, digging it, and but it's all along. Oh, my gosh. It's probably 20 feet along a divider, and I'm sure it's just spreading.
Yeah, so it's hard to get rid of. You have to be, diligent on it. If you use any type of spray, it's not just a one and done type.
I know.
You could be using, so they have some organic products. There's an organic cleanup from Bonide. There's also Burnout or Burnout 2 from Bonide. They're both organic. It uses the sun to help, like, cook the plant, if you will, down to the roots. What I like to do, though, is on any of them, if you're trying to do a large area, cutting some of them down and then painting, or if you have the spray because you're trying to kill everything in the area, spraying a fresh wound on the weed, because what it's doing is it absorbs quicker and it'll get deeper into the root system on this. So I think, that's one of the things I would do to get it to go a little bit
faster. Yeah. And what about, I know you've mentioned, I've heard you say this about bittersweet and, that type of thing. However, we are right on a main road. We have done what we can on our side, but this is winding up into the wires, and I don't even think the state would do anything for that with this Bishop's weed. It's growing along the state road.
Yeah, I think it's most, unless it's like a really bad infestation where it's taking up multiple properties, that type of thing, some of them won't do anything.
No.
Unfortunately, you could try. So every city in Massachusetts has a tree warden. So you can look up the city you're in and see if you can contact the tree warden. I know we're talking about trees, but they, if it's taking over some of the trees, they might be able to actually come out, take a look, seeing if there's something they can do to help protect it. So that might be what you're looking for. And really quick, because we have to hit a break here, the product that I was talking about is called Rabbit Scram, not Rabbit Stop.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so Rabbit Scram is a really good one to use.
Thank you
Alrighty.
So much. Yes.
All right, Marie, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much for the knowledge that you have.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.